Welcome to the D&D Morning Show.
Good job, Drew.
Where's the music?
I don't do music. I do positive reinforcements. Good job, Drew.
I don't do music. All right, let's get into this show. What are we talking about today?
Well, we're going to have a fun fact.
Fun fact.
Of course. And it's about me again. How come there's way more fun facts about me than you?
So this is like a cartoon character. Never ends.
After the fun fact, we're going to talk about nothing come out. I know. He's looking at me like,
fun flop.
Whoa, there, slow down. I get excited and I talk super fast and then words don't come out. And yeah. But our topic today is seasonal allergies. And then we have a recipe and a quote to end, of course.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. So recipe is going to be?
The recipe is going to be a flourless peanut butter banana muffin recipe.
Oh, wow. You're going to want to stick around for that.
Yeah, it's a good one.
All right, so fun fact is, what's the fun
you
fact?
You were going to talk about my organizational skills.
I think you were going to talk about your organization. You know, like Dorothy's like a teacher by trade, and she has like these organizations, like this, is the sheet in here?
Yes. Oh. Yes, it's in there.
Ah, check this out. Dorothy's organizational skills. It has fun fact, topic.
It's a chart.
Recipe, quote.
It's a chart to keep us organized. It's because when Drew and I first started doing the morning shows, well, we didn't know we would be doing it for this long and for this many shows, but it just, you know, we enjoy doing them and the feedback has been very positive, so we just kept going and going.
You're cutting into my fun fact.
Okay, go.
And then she decided to get more organized.
Because we were always like, what number of show? What was the title of that show? What was the recipe? And I was like, got it. I'm on it. I'm going to make a chart.
I'm pretty sure when we used to like vacation early on in our relationship, Dorothy would like schedule things out. And I'm like, what are you doing? You know, for me, a vacation is like a vacation. You go and you hang out and you don't. I'm not one of those people that needs to like go and see sights or like, we're going to the beach at this time. We're going to have lunch at this time. I just want to go and hang out. And then Dorothy was the exact opposite.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what's funny? She was like, I was like, ah, let's have a lazy day. I'm going to take a nap. She's like, take a nap? We're on vacation. Can't nap.
I missed something. But it's true. I always had the mindset when vacationing, when I went somewhere new, I had to do everything, like everything the tourist book said, because I would never be back in that place again. So I had to do everything. And before we would go, I would make a list of everything that I wanted to do or everything that there was to do. And I would, like, when we did it, I would check it off. So at the end of the day, I'd be like, so Drew, what are we doing tomorrow? We still have this, and Drew.
It was like more stressful on vacation.
Yeah.
Because we have to do everything.
Everything.
Yeah.
Not like that anymore, though.
The organizational skills do help, but Dorothy's like out of control sometimes. You know what? I remember this one time. They asked me to do a workout, a warm up for this run one time. Mm. Like, will you come and do this? I didn't want to do it. They finally talked me into it, and they had it reversed. Like, they had the warm up before the national anthem, and I was like, the warm up should be right before the run. And it was the teachers who were organizing. So it was one teacher. She was like, this is exactly how she was. She's like, no, it says right here on the list. You have to do the warm-up before. And I was like, what are you talking about? But then I understood more after got to know Dorothy and understand that I think it's more of a teacher thing, that everything is so organized that this is gospel. That's what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't deviate because it's not on the list.
Well, it's how our whole day works at school, right? We are told exactly when to eat. We are told exactly like when recess is, exactly when the day starts. So I think that scheduling or that organization comes from that, and you don't deviate from it because that's what you do. That's the schedule.
Yeah. I think you can be more efficient being more scheduled, but it is pretty funny because Dorothy is like so crazy organized. Like, if it's not organized, then it's like she like gets crazy if the cupboards aren't organized.
I do. And it has labels.
Everything's labeled and in its position.
And I'm like, in the Tupperware drawer, it is organized by shape of the Tupperware.
our Tupperware, we use glass containers. So we have like a square glass container, and then that has, well, it has plastic snap lids. So the snap lids have to go under that. The square goes under the square, and the rectangle goes under the, and if it's not, we'll look out.
And I get flustered, because I'm like, this is a very easy system to follow. The square lids go with the square lids. The circle lids go with the circle lids. How come a rectangular lid is over here? The rectangular lids go here. Like, it's a very simple system, and I get all flustered if it's out of order.
It's true.
I have calmed down a lot, though.
You've gotten much better.
I have gotten better. It's like, Drew is a bit more organized, perhaps. Mm-hmm. And I am a little less anal about my organization. I actually bought Drew a notebook to be a bit more organized. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he uses a little notebook now.
It's true. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, let's move on.
Yeah, that was a long one.
So, we're going to talk about allergy season, seasonal allergies.
Seasonal allergies, yes. Yeah.
That's kind of funny. Like, I've never really had allergies in the past. Mm-hmm. And it seemed like only the last couple of years. It could be your environment, because I moved here a handful of years ago, and there's poplar trees everywhere. And some days it looks like it's snowing.
Because all the pollen's blowing around.
And that's something I never really dealt with before. And it's, you know, it could be like detrimental. Like, I mean, like, it could ruin your whole day. Mm-hmm. Like, your whole day could be consumed by sneezing, runny nose, itchy eyes, and it's painful. It's miserable.
Yes, it is.
So we thought we'd talk about it. You know, it's kind of funny that we both have that.
Yeah. Drew dropped something off to me at work the other day, and I had to meet him in the parking lot, and I come out of the building like this. Like, walk to the car, because I didn't want that pollen to get in my nose. So he's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, allergies.
Yeah.
That just came to my mind.
So this allergy or seasonal allergies is different than food, how we're mentioning it. So a lot of people will say, well, try to cut out dairy, for example, and see if that'll help. Or try to, someone said, I asked on social media, and they said, well, try fermented foods, for example. Mm-hmm. Like, that, all that stuff could help, and we do feel like it's all related in some way. But our tips and suggestions are going to be around not only to how to prevent, but also how to treat as well. Mm-hmm. So do you want to throw some out there?
Some things that we do to help. Essential oils. So we use peppermint oil. We diffuse it. We inhale and we rub on our nose, peppermint oil. That seems to help a lot.
Yeah.
Chamomile tea is known to help with the sneezing and the watery eyes and itchiness.
It is summertime, so many times you brew it hot. We brew it hot and then put ice cubes in it so it's cold. So it's like a cold chamomile tea. Mm-hmm. And if you don't like the taste of chamomile tea alone, just throw in some green tea with it. It's fantastic.
Yeah, it's very delicious. And then another thing I learned from Drew, actually, because Drew was doing lots of research on it, how to, I guess, handle your seasonal allergies naturally. And we found out something that we never really thought about before, and that was when you're outside and then come inside, change your clothes, because the pollen and all of that stuff gets stuck on your clothes. So change your clothes in fresh clothes and take a shower.
Right.
Maybe in the reverse order. Take a shower, then change your clothes. But that's something that I never even thought of before.
Well, yeah, you drag it in with you.
Yeah.
So it's on your clothes and it's all, like, all around you. It's surrounding you. Same with your shoes. Like, leave them outside. And then another one is close the windows.
Yes.
So you can
Which is hard. But
it's difficult. It's summertime. But the thing is that you can go on some type of weather channel. Uh-huh. Online, I don't know if it's weathernetwork.com or whatever it is, but you can search to see what days the pollen is higher. So those days, so I wouldn't say, of course, we love to be outside.
Yeah,
it's a super difficult time of year if we're around in this country while the pollen is going crazy. Mm-hmm. Because you don't want to, like, it could, like, it really takes over.
It does.
You can't do, I feel like I can't do anything while my face is itchy, my nose won't stop running. So, but you can look online to see if there's more, like if it's a higher pollen day or if it's lower. And if it's super high that day, close the windows and try to spend a little less time outside. Like if you're driving, you're driving your car, close your windows and turn the AC on instead of having all the windows down. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it is unfortunate because it's summertime and we love to be outside. But if you want to avoid that type of stuff, like runny nose, itchy eyes, all those allergies, mm-hmm. then these are the little things that we found success doing.
And I think for us too, we know it's only a short time.
Right.
So you have that seasonal allergy, whatever, right, time. And then we know it's not gonna last all summer, right?
Right.
It goes away.
Mm-hmm. There's something else I wanted to mention. Oh, handstands.
Oh, yeah.
So first of all, let me say that it's the sneeze. The initial sneeze, for me, if you can prevent a sneeze. So sometimes my nose itch in the morning, for example. And I know it's allergy season. I know that something's creeping up. So if I sneeze, then like everything starts to run.
Mm-hmm.
That's like instant. I know that if I sneeze, and it's so hard to hold back.
It is.
So I know that if I sneeze, then my nose is just going to start to run. My face is going to itch. But if I hold that sneeze back, I can get through the day. And it's there's a couple, like two or four throughout the day. But if you can hold that in, have you found success with that?
I found, but I was going to say, I get like satisfaction out of sneezing for some reason. When I sneeze, I'm like, whoo, that was a good one.
Yeah, it feels good.
Someone, Drew, said to me, hold in your sneeze. I'm like, why? It feels good to sneeze.
Yeah.
But when you do hold it in, it does help.
Yeah. And one of the things that I've done, something, I'm not exactly sure, I haven't done all the research, but what happens when you do a handstand, so you're, like your nasals are here, or the sinus ducts or whatever you call it. There's a few, it's here, there's some on your forehead, but it's always, gravity is always pulling it down. So if you go upside down, it pulls it up, which is kind of crazy. So anytime, like if I want to clear out my nasals, I'll do a handstand. Or if I feel like I'm about to sneeze, I'll do a handstand, mm-hmm. and then that sneeze goes away.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like a bit crazy, and I'd imagine most people are gonna just go and do a handstand.
Well, I was gonna mention that too. If you can't do, but even a downward facing dog, like a down dog, will help, I believe, right? Because you always feel that in yoga when you're doing a downward dog.
You feel like it.
You can feel that pull.
Yeah. All right, so give those a try, and of course always like being active, healthy, and nutritionizing your body properly, didn't come out, can all help with preventing and helping with this like seasonal allergies.
Mm-hmm. I guess just doing something about it instead of sitting around being miserable, right?
Yeah, we didn't mention that we don't use like Claritin, or we don't use pills.
No.
We avoid that. It's a short time, and we found these natural type of
mm-hmm.
remedies to be more beneficial than just popping pills or mm-hmm. taking some syrup or whatever.
Yeah, because there's always side effects to those. So the natural ways we found more
beneficial.
Helpful.
Yeah.
Beneficial.
So you got a recipe for us?
I sure do.
What you got?
It's a muffin recipe that has no flour.
No flour.
No flour.
How could that be?
It's just the way it is. That's what happened.
What you got?
So it's banana, peanut butter, chocolate chip, and just a few other ingredients. Vanilla, baking soda, baking powder, some chocolate chips, that kind of stuff.
Okay.
So the reason I like this recipe is because you can just throw it all in the blender and then pour it in your muffin cups.
Very nice.
Love that.
Super easy.
Mm-hmm. So easy. And it comes out like a batter consistency, yeah. And then you just pour it in the cups and bake it, and voila, flourless muffins.
Very nice.
Yeah, they're delicious.
They're so good.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you got a quote for us?
I do. It's about diamonds. And I don't know like where the quote came from, but it's about diamonds.
Oh my God.
Not coming out. I feel like I'm on like a comedy show or something.
Cut it. You idea. Here, look, Dorothy's organizational skills.
Oh, are we still rolling?
Yeah. Let's make it rain.
So that is about diamonds.
You think you're a diamond? Pull it together.
No, it's you are a diamond. They can't break you. So on a rough day, if you're having a rough day, or maybe you're feeling in a negative environment, or in a place where you're getting impacted negatively, you could think of that. I'm a diamond.
Be a diamond.
Be a diamond. They can't break me.
Do you think that?
Now I do, after I found this quote.
All right. Are we good?
I think so.
Let's wrap it up. Dorothy's getting crazy.
I'm getting a little crazy.
All right, thanks for tuning in. We always appreciate you guys seeing what we have going on. See you on the next week.
Yeah. See you in the next show.